The Word of Prophecy Broadcast. In this hour of the world's greatest crisis, hear a unique revelation and message by Brother Ray Pringle, a man anointed to be a prophet of God. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, "Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight, as saith the prophet." And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God, and he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord.
Welcome to the Word of Prophecy broadcast, radio's most challenging hour, and I'm Brother Ray Pringle. And ladies and gentlemen, I've come your way again with a true prophetic message from the greatest book in this world, and that is our Holy Bible, the Word of Almighty God. And I want to call your attention to this profound truth, that this is not a typical religious radio talk show. This broadcast presents a no-nonsense message daily on these broadcasts to turn God's people to the whole truth of our Holy Bible. And this ministry has been raised up by the Lord to be a lighthouse and our message for a beacon and guidepost for the backslidden and world-conforming church of our Lord to turn them to old-fashioned repentance. And I pray the Lord will truly give you ears to hear. We continue today a message entitled, Another Jesus. And ladies and gentlemen, the people of this generation are getting hoodwinked by preachers that are preaching to them another Jesus. And I want to begin in the book of Judges, the second chapter, in verse 7. And the people served the Lord all the days of Joshua, and all the days of the elders that outlived Joshua, who had seen all the great works of the Lord that he did for Israel. And Joshua, the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died, being 110 years old, and they buried him in the border of his inheritance in Timnath-Heres, in the mount of Ephraim, on the north side of the hill of Gaash. And all this generation, all that generation, were gathered unto their fathers. That means they died. And there arose another generation after them, which knew not the Lord, nor yet the works which he had done for Israel. And ladies and gentlemen, here in America has arisen another generation after the church was so triumphant and had the glory of God and the truth preached to it during the early 30s and 40s. And now the church has become we're the progenitors here, it looks like, of a generation that's not going to have any faith in God unless God intervenes with his judgment here at the end of this old the end time age in which we're living, and it is a judgment-bound age, and God must intervene, or there will be a faithless generation, because the faith that people had, the people of God, in the 1930s and 40s, is certainly not being transferred by the preachers of this day to the people of our generation. Well, I'm a product of that church, thank God, and I tell you, I was born in 1921, I was alive in the year of the stock market crash in 1929 in October. I was 8 years old, and I remember it well, how that my father was a fish dealer, and when he went the next day to check his bank account, there was none. The money was gone, the bank was closed, and a great economic depression fell quickly upon this nation. And the arrogant Americans that were products of the roaring 20s, when Americans were pride and arrogant, my God, that God broke their arrogance with dust bowls and hunger and unemployment and pestilence. My God, we had epidemics everywhere. There was bread lines and hopelessness and unemployments. But let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, in the midst of all of those disasters that we call, which were God's judgments, preachers began to rise, one here and there across this nation, and they began to preach the truth. Praise God, old-fashioned repentance. They weren't just religionists. They were old-fashioned preachers that preached repent or perish and turn back to God. And America began to repent. Tent revivals, old tabernacles arose all over the nation. The Sawdust Trail began to be popular as men and women and young people turned to God under the impact of Holy Ghost conviction from the voices of these prophets that arose across this nation. But something has happened, ladies and gentlemen. There has arisen another generation that don't know the Lord, know the works that He did for America in the late 20s and 30s and 40s. Religion today is the biggest bargain in this end-time, sick, and degenerate society. And in religion, as in every facet of worldly pursuits, there is a tendency to sacrifice real worth for mere appearance, to have a mirage rather than reality. Today's bargain counter religion flourishes everywhere. There's weekend specials, Saturday night specials, nightly specials, Jesus and salvation being offered for a song and an offering. And ladies and gentlemen, Jesus is being auctioned off for a pittance at revelings and hootenannies and medicine shows and miracle shows, and these by a variety of compromising religionists, and they're all over America in the churches, on radio, TV, in the pulpits, everywhere, and they're preaching another Jesus without Holy Ghost conviction. They're not preaching old-fashioned repentance, true repentance from their sins and giving up their sins, and you either fear God and keep His commandments or perish. Well, this Jesus is being offered by these sensationalists, these singing groups and compromising preachers who are like vendors in a carnival. He's another Jesus, not the Jesus of the Bible. And there's a scripture that warns us of this very predicament that the church is in today because of this. In 2 Corinthians 11, verse 4. For if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus to you, whom we've not preached, or if you receive another spirit, whom you've not received, or another gospel, which you've not accepted, ye might well bear with him, from the pen of the Apostle Paul. And ladies and gentlemen, he continues. And he says, hey, in verse 11, he said, these are false apostles. They're deceitful workers. They are transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers, that's Satan's ministers, also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. Ladies and gentlemen, it's bewildering to God's true saints to watch these soothsaying preachers, singers, deceitful workers drag Jesus down to the level of the worldly and ungodly, when the worldly and ungodly people must be brought up to the, to that lifestyle of holiness and godliness of Jesus Christ. And the Jesus, that Jesus today, that will walk with the worldly and get in the gutter with the ungodly is not the real Jesus of the Bible, but he's a counterfeit. And believing on another Jesus who will permit a person to sin every day and live like the world without the fear of God in him is producing phony conversions everywhere. And he's a phony convert, and henceforth Jesus calls them hypocrites. Well, false prophets, counterfeit Bibles, phony conversions are the gravest dangers of our last generation. And of course, phoniness is the devil's greatest weapon with which to deceive the masses of this end time. There's a mastermind, my friend, behind this insidious plot to lead men astray and into hell through religion. And that mastermind is none other than Satan, the devil himself. He's the world's greatest counterfeiter. And his clever imitations of God's true word and of God's holy ministers and of God's pure saints are cunningly fashioned close to the borderline of true resemblance to the work of the Holy Ghost. But we must not be avid to this work of the devil. We must be able to discern a phony, counterfeit Christian from the real Christian. And people ask me again and again, how do you tell the difference? When the, oh Lord, the airwaves are full of their voices and images on TV, the pulpits are filled with them, the auditoriums are filled with them, they travel around, a lot of them in tents. Well, first we must agree, I say, the only true Word of God, that only the true Word of God can give us the answer, and secondly, we must concede quickly, the only true Bible is the King James Version of 1611. And ladies and gentlemen, when I say that's the authorized version, King James didn't touch it with even his little finger. He only commissioned 46 of the most learned men in England who were real true linguists to take the available manuscripts of the Bible and to bring out a version to dispel the confusion that was so rampant in his time in the early 1600s. And that Bible, that translation, that true version of the Bible, the King James Version, has brought light out of darkness and superstition all over this world for over 450 years, and I am a product of it. And if you're a real Christian, so are you. My Lord, have mercy. We look around today and see the spirit of error everywhere. The true Jesus is not being preached in many places. And soothsaying preachers and deceitful workers who witness about a Jesus who will save an individual without true repentance and forsaking all worldliness, they have the spirit of error. They can be recognized very simply as God's word reveals them, and it's found here in 1 John 4, 5, and 6. Quote, they are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. Oh, listen to that. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. We must be able to discern. And 1 Corinthians 2:15 says, he that is spiritual discerneth all things. Praise God, or judgeth all things, which is discerned. And I thank the Lord for that. And these counterfeiting demons that are so busy today, which are religious in the Bible, are called seducing spirits in 1 Timothy 4, verses 1 and 2. And they make people religious without being truly born again. And the spirit of Antichrist is symbolized by the white horse, and his rider in Revelation 6, verses 1 and 2, is riding through the earth today, conquering the masses of humanity through religion without the true Bible, without the cross of Christ, without the blood of Jesus, and without the fear of God, and without true repentance. And most preachers today are compromisers, and they preach another Jesus for a crowd, for money, and to escape persecution. Therefore, they are crowd pleasers and men pleasers, and they're not the true servants of our God in Jesus Christ. Shall we pray? Our Father and our God, receive the words that have been spoken by thy servant, by the anointing of the Holy Ghost, to grip hearts and souls in the truth, and turn them, dear Lord, away from their perversions and sins and even their misconceptions of the Word of God, to true repentance and acknowledging of the truth, that they might make their calling and election sure. We ask in Jesus' name, and amen. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Brother Ray Pringle. The Word of Prophecy broadcast is supported by you folks who believe I'm preaching the truth. If you don't believe it, keep your money. Praise God. I'm not asking people to support this broadcast that don't believe. Believe what you want to. This is a free country. But I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, God's opening many hearts to believe this message, and I thank God for it, and I'm asking you that believe to write me and share a generous offering this week, because we need your faithful support. And by the way, these messages you hear, we have them on video cassette for an offering of two for $25, 2 hours long with beautiful singing and old-fashioned worship. We have them also on audio cassette of 2 hours for a $5 offering each with these end-time prophetic messages and revelations of the Holy Ghost. We also have them in print. We'll mail to you without cost or obligation. Also, if you're not receiving our magazine, please write for it. It's attractive in red, white, and blue, large print, and beautifully bound and written. And also, those messages and revelations are anointed of the Holy Ghost. And now on these broadcasts, let me remind you, I repeat many scriptures and facts, because I know people don't listen every day. Everybody don't. And I use repetition for emphasis. So bear with me. Oh, see, my time is gone again. Remember to be sure to write me this week to Brother Ray Pringle, Word of Prophecy, Post Office Box 10200, Jacksonville, Florida, 32207. And until the next broadcast, may God grip your hearts in this message with its power and persuasion, is my prayer for every one of you.